This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
A big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you know.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. The only show of its kind. We are a law talk show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have law offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. And as you know, we're injury attorneys, and we do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 40 years. And we've covered the waterfront. We've been to Sterling. We've been to Durango. I just can't name them all. Cortez, just thinking about a few of them. Durango a couple of times, tried jury trials down there. We are your champions of the people. We have been your champions of the people. And as part of that, we want you to have information to empower you, to educate you. We have a slogan, but it's more than a slogan. It's our mantra. It's what we believe. It's what we do at Bell and Pollock. And it's called We Educate and Advocate. And we do. We educate and advocate. So if you're educated and you're informed and you've got great attorneys working for you, you know, don't call those other guys. Call the guys with the experience. Call the guys that have been doing the show for 25 years plus to help people in the community. That's who you want. Our office number is 303-795-5900. Our studio number right here is 303-713-8255. We will help you answer any question on any legal subject. This is a law talk show. Isn't that refreshing? It's not a political show. There's plenty of political shows and plenty of places you can go and you can call and rail against the other side or rail against some policy, but not here. We've been talking law since inception, since day one, since the Genesis, and we're going to continue to do it. And we want to help you. You know, that's one reason that we put together a website. We call it an information-loaded website, but it is. And we put it together, the website, to give you the information. From day one in our law firm, Brad and I had this vision that we wanted to help the public, this vision. We wanted to inform and educate the public. And they wouldn't be in the dark. They would know what they are doing. So you can go to our website. All of our shows are there. You can listen to our podcasts. We have an injury podcast called Legal Injury Hub, wherever you get your podcasts. An easy way to do it is just go to steamboatradio.com. Those are great people up there. Steamboatradio.com. You can click on Bell and Pollock. Go right to our podcast. You can get them right there. It's easy. Or just wherever you get your podcasts. But we cover everything. We cover the waterfront. You know, when you're an injury attorney, you deal in different things. You deal with different things on how an accident happened. Different things you deal with, attorneys call liability issues. Liability issues, what does that mean? That means, you know, how are we going to prove the accident? Was the other person responsible? If so, how? We know the insurance company is going to try to blame you. So you analyze the liability. That's on our website. We have 10 books on our website, injury books on different injury subjects. Okay, today we're talking about, you hear it all the time, we're talking about quick settlements. Quick settlements. Insurance companies, many times, I want to say almost all the time, I might be right on that, I might not be, but close to, want to give you a quick settlement. And they want you to get a quick settlement before you talk to an attorney. And they want, to think about that a second. And Brad and I are going to talk about this subject today. We're on part 36 of Car Accidents 101, and that's what this is. But think about that, Brad. Let's just open everybody's eyes. if they offer you a quick settlement, you do it right now, we'll give you $2,000, whatever, pay your medical bills, a quick settlement, they're wanting you to not see the full picture of your injury and how it has affected your life. They want you to sign the papers now, and if you figure out in 2 weeks or a month you got some other problem, it's your problem.
Well, you know, this is a big topic, and it's a big topic because you hear all the time commercials where lawyers are promising to get a case done fast, and or we'll get you a settlement faster, or we're going to take care of you, and you hear lawyers wanting to say that, I guess in a way imply that the cases that it's better if you get it done faster. Cases need to go at their own rate, and that's why we talk about a game plan when we talk about cases, because we're talking about the fact that cases need to be mapped out. You need to understand what's happening. Injuries don't just recover fast and quickly. The injuries take time to recover, and you need to know what the full extent of an injury is. When we start getting ourselves into a situation where we want to determine if the case is done properly, has it been something where the lawyer has taken a look at the case, where the lawyer has spent the time to learn what the damages and the injuries are, where the lawyer has learned how to connect connect the events that occurred to the injuries that are being complained about, where the lawyers learned if there's a subsequent negligence doctrine that should apply to what happened in the case. And as the client fully recovered, or as the client reached maximum medical improvement, or is the client at a point where you can tell where maximum medical improvement is going to go, so you can determine whether or not the client is going to be able to be taken care of for the injuries that were sustained. Now, once you learn all that, yes, you can, Gary, you know, at times at that point start saying, okay, we'll get your case done fast, because you've learned all those things.
Well, yeah, there's attorneys that are good attorneys in Denver, and every case you say, let's get a fast settlement, doesn't mean it's bad, doesn't mean it's a bad attorney at all. It means that that attorney then feels comfortable with knowing all the facts. Some cases in our career have been where that you can get an earlier, quicker settlement. But that doesn't mean, and of course we don't know all the cases, but that doesn't mean that you do it without knowing the complications. That doesn't mean you do it without understanding the injuries. And so when we're saying fast settlement in certain circumstances, that might be okay.
Right, but you've got to let the injury take its course, and if the injury is one where it is something you can pinpoint, you know where it's at, and you know how it affects the person's life, it's great. But the worst thing you can ever have is where you run out and get a settlement and get a resolution, which the insurance companies want. As you stated, the adjuster gets you on the phone and says, okay, how can I buy this claim off for a couple thousand dollars or for $4,000 or $5,000 right now? Because the adjuster knows by the time they get their doctors involved, they get their lawyers involved, by the time they don't even care about what your medical expense is. They care about what their costs are.
Oh, Brad, you're telling me this morning, you're waking me up, man. You're telling me the insurance adjusters want to get this case settled quick, get it off the books for little money?
And close it down. And that's where they're at. So, you know, when you start talking about getting it done fast is a relative term to the nature and the extent of the accident and the injuries and the subsequent care, because you got the subsequent negligence doctrine that you have to worry about.
Exactly, and we're going to open your eyes today. We got a break coming up. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. And hey, we have been and are on your side. Champions of the people. Be right back. All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell and Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Champions of the people, here to educate and advocate for you, the injured victim. You know, we did a show one time on how the injury affects not only you, the victim, but in your entire family. And it doesn't matter what part of the structure of the family you have. You might be the breadwinner. You might be a stay-at-home parent. It affects the entire family. It might be a child. It affects the entire family structure. If you value families, you value your life, your health, then you're going to do the right thing. Today, we're talking about Part 36 of Car Accidents 101. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on Car Accidents 101. Again, we call it car accidents, but it applies to any injury. All these things we talk about under Car Accidents 101 applies to bicycle accidents, hit and runs, pedestrian car accidents, big rig truck accidents, big rigs, van accidents, UIM cases, motorcycle injuries, premises liability, and on and on and on. So these are the same principles, even though we call it Car Accidents 101. Today we're talking about getting a quick settlement. Okay, Brad, so somebody has an accident. They talked to the insurance adjuster. They did not listen to our 30-minute show, part of our show on our homepage of our website, championsofthepeople.com, to find out what you can say and not say to the insurance adjuster, what you should do and not do. They didn't pay attention to the other separate button that you can hit on our homepage of our website, championsofthepeople.com, which is a quick downloadable, printable PDF checklist on what you can do and what you should do and not do when you talk to the adjuster. So they didn't do any of that. They just got on the phone with the adjuster, who is well-trained. And so now we're to the point where they had the accident last Friday. They went to the emergency room, and they haven't had a doctor's appointment yet. And the adjuster says, okay, I'm going to offer you $2,000 plus $500 for pain and suffering. I'll send over the paperwork, and as soon as you sign it, we'll get you paid, and you'll be going on down the road.
And it sounds good. I mean, you know, it sounds really nice. You're going to get some money in your pocket. You're getting your car fixed. You're getting back out on the road. You think you got your medical care taken care of. You think that's all covered under your health insurance, so everything's fine there. And now you've gotten yourself into, if you accept it, you've signed the documents where you've gotten yourself into a settlement. And it's binding. And you can't do anything about it. And next thing you know, you wake up and you're not feeling as well as you did the day before. And it's starting to hurt you more and more. And you're starting to have more and more problems. And you go to your doctor and the doctor says, you know, I think maybe we want to put you through a couple of months of physical therapy. Now, look, anytime a doctor tells you you're going to go to a physical therapist and they're the physical therapist and they say, let's do this 2 months to 6 months of physical therapy, your case is not ready to settle. Okay. You're going to a physical therapist because you've got injuries. And, you know, a physical therapist, you don't know if the physical therapist is going to be able to remove that injury and get you back to full range of motion and get you back to full to where you have no pain and get you back to where you can be back in life. Or if the physical therapist is going to say, I got you to a point and you plateaued and there's nothing I can do. And this is a permanent injury you're going to have to live with for the rest of your life. Do you want to have a settlement with the insurance company or the person who caused that already locked in to where you can't recover for the additional injuries or for the permanent injury you're going to have for the rest of your life? And that's what happens if you don't sit down with your lawyer and get a legal game plan. If you don't sit down with your lawyer and understand what's happening. And sometimes that's very hard. I mean, I've had cases where the client has come in and said, I want to settle, I want to settle, I want to settle, I want to settle. And I'm going, we don't know where your injuries are yet. We don't know what the doctor is saying for your medical care. We don't know what the doctor says for the procedure. Well, the doctor says I need a procedure, but I want to settle because this is how much the procedure is going to cost. Well, is the procedure going to be successful or not? If it's going to be successful, then maybe the numbers we're talking about might make sense. But if it's not going to be successful, if it doesn't work out, then that you've just settled for something that you that you're going to regret later, because you're going to still be living with the problem, but yet you're not going to get compensation for the problem that's been caused.
No, you're not. And so think about this a second. You're hearing Brad talk, you're hearing me talk, you're hearing lawyers talk, and we want the best for you. But think about this. Break it down. We've told you 100 times more than that that the insurance company is not your friend. They're your adversary. They're your enemy. So think about that point right there. If they're your adversary, then they want to get this thing done before any, it explodes bigger. They want to get it done before there's more money exposure. So that's what a quick settlement is about. So ask yourself in that situation the following questions. The adjuster wants to give me $2,000 and $500 for pain and suffering, $2,500 total. I had an accident last Friday. I've been to the emergency room Friday. I went back to urgent care on Sunday, but I haven't had a doctor's appointment yet with my PCP or anybody else. I haven't had any physical therapy. I haven't had a CT scan. I haven't had an MRI. I haven't had an X-ray. I haven't had anything yet. And I'm still hurting. But wow, they want to give me the settlement. So ask yourself this question. Does the adjuster know what your injuries are? Does the adjuster know what's causing your neck pain? Does the adjuster know whether or not it's going to be permanent or go away in 2 weeks? We've said this before on this show. You're injured. You go to a doctor. Doctors, are, in general, are great people. I mean, there's some bad apples in every profession, but are great people, and they're there to help you. So think about it from the reverse angle. You're now standing in front of your doctor's office. The insurance company offers you a quick settlement of $2,500, and the doctor is examining you and say, oh, you got a trigger point. You have pain here in your neck. You have pain over here, maybe bilaterally, both sides of the neck. Maybe the doctor suspects there's radiculopathy, radiating pain going down both arms. Maybe the doctor suspects there might be a disc injury. Maybe the doctor suspects some of the nerves have been injured or compromised, that maybe there's a narrow foraminal opening to begin with, and now it's more compromised. Maybe there's stenosis. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe this. So even the best doctors in the world, right? Think about that. Don't know exactly when you're standing there everything that is or could be wrong with you from this accident in your neck or low back or hip or shoulder or the entire brachial plexopathy components, right? So if the insurance adjuster doesn't know, and if the doctor, your own doctor, doesn't know yet, they're going to get after it, then what are you doing settling your case, Brad? What are they doing? I mean, you're going to settle your case, and as they say, the ball game's going to be over. It's going to be over, and you're not going to be able to change it.
And that can be a problem. And I think we've all experienced it. Every attorney, personal injury attorney out there who's listening to this, or you talk to any personal injury attorney, you talk to them, we've all experienced where the client is wanting to get a settlement. They're wanting money. And they're saying, well, I need the money. I need to move on. I want to get this resolved. I want to get this taken care of. And you're looking, you're saying, you just had steroid injections to your back. That's for a problem you've got. But we don't know if the steroid injections are going to heal you. We don't know if you're going to need a discectomy later on. We don't know if you're going to need a fusion later on. And until the doctor runs the course on the steroid injections and determines whether or not other type of care is necessary, such as a surgery, then you've got yourself in a position where you're going too fast. Now, are there exceptions to that? That's why every attorney needs to know what they're doing when they get into this area, because sometimes attorneys brag and brag and brag about what they've done, and you don't know if they've done it right or not, because you've got to first determine whether or not what the particular part is for your case. You know, I see ads, Gary, and they go, you know, don't go to the, or we're upset with the made for TV lawyers. Well, those made for TV lawyers, a lot of times are giving you good information. A lot of times they're giving you ideas and they're giving you information that you need to know. I believe that if you get injured, you need to contact us so we can give you a legal game plan. I think we're the only ones that talk about a legal game plan, that talk about planning out and giving you some information about what we're looking for and what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it. I encourage anybody who gets to a lawyer on a personal injury case that you need to sit down with the lawyer and figure out what it is that they've got in mind and what they're doing. What's the method to their madness? Because lawyers, a lot of times, are understanding the intricacies of a case and understanding what can happen in a case. And you're injured, and all you're thinking about is, I'm injured, I can't work as much as I can, I've got extra bills hanging up, I've got medical bills coming in now, and I need some money now, and the insurance company is offering me money now, and that may not be the best course of conduct.
Exactly. Great points. And you gotta have a legal game plan. You got to have a thought through. It depends on the facts of the case. It depends on your injuries. Some cases are amenable to a quicker settlement. Some are not. The point is, you got to be educated. The point is, you have to understand it. And as Brad just made a great point, the attorney automatically understands the intricacies, ins and outs, the ups and downs of your injury claim. But do you understand? And that's why we say we educate and advocate. So you will understand. You will understand the game plan. And come on. Don't you want to know the steps you need to take in the next week, the next 2 weeks, the next 3 weeks? And then it empowers you. You know what you're doing. You're not just wandering around guessing. You're not just wandering around in an injury world of which you know nothing or very little. Or you read something on the internet. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We'll be right back. Good morning. Here we go. Grab your legal coffee, your legal bagel, your legal pancake. We're going to talk about Caitlin's Restaurant. It's one of our favorite breakfast lunch places. It's open from approximately 6 or 7 in the morning till 2 o'clock. But he's, you know, Eric's flexible. If people come in and they're a little bit early and they have their little bit late, he always accommodates them. It's great food, great atmosphere. And I'll tell you what. A lot of homemade, scratch-made recipes. Not something you just buy bulk and serve it and hope somebody likes it. I mean, their potato chips are homemade. Red chili sauce is homemade. Green chili sauce is homemade. And the pancake batter is homemade. As you know, and they got thick sliced bacon. It's a wonderful place. Brad, there's certain, you go to Caitlin's and people have the opportunity to say, you know, thank you. And give feedback and cards. What do you got?
Well, you know, at the restaurant, and I went down there on Friday, dropped in the morning, got a cup of coffee. And they have these cards they put on the table where they say, "We care, please share," and they ask you how you're doing. And here's some of the cards I picked up. A customer gives their name. You can know to find out who they are. The customer says, "How did we do?" You did great, friendly, fast service. We've never had a bad meal here. Here's another one that says, everything was very good. And another one says, fast, friendly service. Food was fresh and good. Nothing for this trip could have been better. Everything was good. Here's one where they said, how did we do? The atmosphere is cheery and clean. Our server was friendly and often present and checking in with us. The menu gave us a lot to choose from. And then it says, is there anything we can do to improve? And they said, we both ordered the burnt end breakfast. And I don't even know what that is. Do you?
No, that's a new one on me. Whatever. You
know, it was tasty. And they said, they did say we would have liked a little more seasoning on the burnt end breakfast. I got one here where they talked about the fact that the chicken and waffles was fantastic. Food was good and the service was friendly. We love your breakfast. Both ordered an omelet, and they were saying the omelets were fantastic. I just go through these cards, and folks, these cards are there. You can take a look and find them. These are being written by real customers about the restaurant where you can go get a great breakfast and a great lunch. You want to go down to Caitlin's, and you want to get yourself a great breakfast and get something you're going to enjoy and have it your way.
Exactly, and I'm not going to repeat it, but including all those scratch-made recipes, what's the location? It's over in Glendale, and it's pretty close to Colorado, Mississippi.
Yeah, it's at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. You get to the point where you think it's just at Mississippi and Colorado Boulevard. It's actually,
yeah, that's where I am.
It's actually one block east of Colorado Boulevard on Mississippi. So get to Mississippi and Colorado Boulevard and go one block east. Watch off to your left-hand side. There's a Glendale Shopping Center there, and Caitlin's is right there. You can't miss it. A big red sign that says Caitlin's Restaurant. Big red letters. You're going to love it. Every bite of the way, as Eric says, it's a 4379 East Mississippi Avenue in Denver. But like I said, Mississippi and Carter Boulevard. And go down there and get it. You know, I've had their omelets. I got to tell you, they're fantastic.
They are great. You will love it every bite of the way. Okay, back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Today we're talking about Car Accidents 101, Part 36. That's Car Accidents 101, Part 36. I mean, we're on part 36. We're just touching the surface here. Well, today we're talking about quick settlements. So, another example. You get in an accident. You were in an accident last Friday. You go to the emergency room. You go to your PCP on Tuesday. And then the doctor says, well, you've got to go to physical therapy. I'm going to prescribe 8 physical therapy times 8, 2 times a week. Let's see how we are. And so you religiously go, you go to therapy twice a week, you do all the 8 therapy sessions, and the therapist said, we're not done. You say, I know, you know, we are not done. My neck hurts, my back hurts, whatever you're treating. We know we're not done. So you need to get another prescription back to the doctor. You get another prescription. You go back to therapy. Let's say now we're up to 12 visits prescribed, and you're treating with those. Do you really know what your injuries are? Do you know if they're going to go away? Do you know if they're going to reduce or mitigate themselves somewhat? And then you're left with a residual of something. Do you know what the residual is? Do you know what the future is? When you get through with therapy, if it's not improved, what are you going to do? Maybe we're going to do some MRIs. Maybe I'm going to refer you to a specialist, maybe an injection doctor. You know, there are pain rehabilitative medicine doctors that are fantastic doctors. We know them, right? Great doctors. Maybe you're going to be referred to for your concussion to a neuropsychologist or a neurologist. Think about that. How does that all fill in the picture? Well, we want you to take a quick settlement from the insurance company, sign here. So it's not making sense, is it? Now, let's just take it aside a second, Brad. Let's just take it aside. In our career, I can't tell you, it's sickening. I can't tell you how many times people have called up a law firm or come on in, we'll talk to you. They called up and said, listen, I had an accident, yeah, and I was injured, my neck was injured, and I don't know why I did it. I don't know why I did it, but I signed these insurance papers, and I don't know what it means because now I'm having all kinds of problems. So we say, hey, let's see your insurance papers that you signed. We've got to figure out those. What are those? They send them over. They took a quick settlement. They signed their releases. We release you and the at-fault party and the insurance company from any and all liability forever. Permanently forever. And then they say, well, I'm still hurt. And what's the bottom line question, Brad? Can I get out of this? Can I get out of this?
And you got one out of a thousand chances maybe to get out
maybe.
Of it. You know, the first thing I do in something like that, and what I like to do, is I contact the adjuster, or I contact the insurance company, and I say, I want you to send me the transcripts and the recordings of every conversation you've had with my client. I want to know what court recordings you've had. Now, you know, obviously they're my client by this time because they've come in and we're saying we're going to see if we can undo your settlement. Then you want to see what promises were made. You want to see what statements were made. I've actually had insurance companies tell me they've lost those recorded statements. I mean, sometimes you call up the adjuster and they say everything, and you get this pre-statement to you that everything on the we're doing is going to be recorded. This is for training purposes or for monitoring purposes.
Quality assurance.
For quality assurance. We're going to record everything that's stated. And then your client comes in and they sit down and they say, well, I signed these documents. And sometimes they have the documents. Sometimes they don't even have the documents, Gary. You know, they docu-signed it. And when they docu-signed it, they didn't get the rest of the paperwork, and they didn't download it. Okay, listen, I have always been an advocate of saying that most of the time, maybe there's a few times there's an exception, but most of the time when the crash happens, your first call sitting at the accident waiting to get out to see if people are hurt is not to your lawyer. It's to get out and see if people are hurt. And if you need ambulances, make your call to the ambulance and to the police and get people out there and get the accident documented and get the people who are hurt taken care of. And so I've always said, you know, you don't need to call me from the scene of the crash. But when you get home, it'd be nice to get a call. It'd be really nice. Please don't make your first call to the insurance adjuster, because that's going to be a problem. But I've had them where they've said, yeah, I was told by the adjuster they could do this for me, they could do that, and they were going to send me paperwork, and yeah, I signed it, and I sent it back, and they don't have the paperwork. They don't the recordings all of a sudden have disappeared, but what they do have is the adjuster has that settlement sheet saying that you settled for $1,500, as you're now finding out that you're going to be in physical therapy for the next 6 months.
Well, guess what? They're not going to pay the $1,500 or $2,000 or $2,500 or any amount of money without you signing the release. Once you sign the release, the ball game is over. Adios. Arrivederci. Sayonara. It's over with. You know, and it's hard to tell people sitting right in front of you that came in, you didn't come in before you signed this, you come in after you signed it, and know that I don't think there's anything that you can do about it. And we've explored everything that we can with you. There are avenues sometimes to void a contract, so we explore everything that we can. And no, I don't think that you can just get out of this. I mean, you signed it. You did it. You took the money. You did get the money, didn't you? Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, that's what happened. And so we desperately try to prevent you from having this happen to you, your family. It's so easy to call Bell and Pollock. It is so easy. 24/7, 303-795-5900. And you can do it right now. It's so easy to Google Champions of the People, championsofthepeople.com. Go to our website. Contact us. It is so easy to fill out a form. So do that before you ever even think about taking a quick settlement and signing off on the paperwork. Right? Will you promise us? Right? Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Champions of the People. See you in a minute. Here we go. Injury Lawyers here for you. 303-713-8255. We're here to answer your phone, answer your calls, excuse me. Talk to you, solve your problem if we can. We've been doing it for years. We're glad to do it. Today we're talking about Car Accidents 101, Part 36, and we're talking about quick settlements. So, you don't want to sign these documents until you talk to a Bell and Pollock. You don't want to. We can guide you through this. Many times, people have called us about an accident, and they said, I don't know. I was just about to sign off on this. What do you think I should do? I mean, so we almost go ballistic, right? No, do not sign any paper till we see it. Don't sign anything, and basically don't even give a statement until you talk to us.
Yeah, and the thing is that understand a quick settlement is bad, or can be bad. I can't say it's always bad, but no. It can be bad. But you do need to act quickly from a crash. But the quickly should be calling a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you need to act quickly. Look, the statute of limitations for a car crash case is 3 years. For common negligence, it's 2 years. So don't get that confused, folks, when you start thinking, oh, I got 3 years to do it. I got 2 years to do it. You know, talk to a lawyer. That's why we do this, is so we can educate the people. But, you know, as Gary says a million times, Gary said, we educate and we advocate. But, you know, I don't want people leaving this show going, oh, take your time. Don't worry about it. You know, I'll get around to it. Worry about the medical care. No, call a lawyer. Call us. 303-795-5900. Let us put together your legal game plan to put together what it's going to take to protect you and make sure that you're getting full compensation.
Don't call those other guys. Look, call the lawyers that invented and trademark-protected legal game plan. That's us. Call the lawyers, Bell and Pollock, who wrote a book on our website called Legal Game Plan. That's us. That's what you need is a legal game plan. We trademark-protected it. That's how important this really is. But it makes sense, right? It's not just ritz and glitz. It's not just hyper promotional. It makes sense. If you're taking the proper steps and you're doing the right things, then if you're going to have future medical care, if you're going to have future surgery, if you're going to continue to lose wages, or it's going to impact your earning capacity, your ability to work in 10 years, 5 years, 15 years, then you need to know that and take that into consideration and make a claim for it now. Can you do that? Sure. Wait a minute, you guys. If this is going to affect me the rest of my life, if this injury is going to affect me for my permanent, it's a forever injury, And if it's going to affect me in 10 years, 15, 20 years, I got to get my kids through school. I got to support my family. Are you telling me I can make that part of this claim? Yes. But you got to prove it. You have to have a game plan to legally prove it. So don't just give it up willy-nilly. I don't even know if that's a word. Is it willy-nilly? Well, don't just give it up. And so, think about this. And I told a couple of this last week. And I'll tell you right now. The man said, well, I don't really know if I want to file a claim. But we're here talking to you, Mr. Bell. We heard you on the radio. I don't really know if I want to. I don't know. So here's what I say to him. I'll say it to you right now. That's fine. Your choice. But if you're going to make that choice, make it be an educated, informed choice. And we can help you do that. And then if you're going to make that choice, so don't say, well, I'm not going to do anything medically right now. The accident was last Friday. I'm not going to do anything medically right now. I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'm not going to go to therapy. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to seek medical help. And later, if it gets more serious, then I will in a month or two or three. And here's what I say to them. Here's what I say to you. We're going to give you a legal game plan. That's going to work against you and maybe even kill your injury claim waiting that long. Here's what I say. This is important. Listen to this. I tell them the steps you take right now, whether or not you're ever going to file a claim, the steps you take right now are critical to saving your claim. If you wake up in 6 months and you want to file a claim and it's dawned on you that you have forever injuries, if you didn't take the proper steps, Brad, at the beginning, then you're hurting yourself legally on top of your injury, you're getting hurt twice in the same accident.
And understand, to call us and get your legal game plan, there's no money up front. You don't have to bring in money. You don't have to pay us. It's we get money if you get money. That's how we recover. Our fees are on a contingency basis. And that's true with most personal injury lawyers. I don't want you thinking, sometimes I hear that and they'll go, well, you know, the personal injury lawyer didn't charge me until they got their money. And you know, I came up there and I didn't have to pay any money down when I started the case. Well, no, you don't. That's what personal injury lawyer is about. That's how we make legal services affordable and available to injured people. People who in their everyday lives who got up and they went somewhere that day and they're going out to the store or they're going to work or whatever, they don't plan in a budget that I've got to give the lawyer thousands of dollars to be able to represent me. You call up the lawyer and you talk to us and we get you in and we do a legal game plan or we get you on WebEx or Zoom or some other form of electronic means that we can talk to and we get you the paperwork. And it's a way that you can get yourself protected to make sure that you're not regretting this later on when there's some other problem.
Exactly. So we can give you a legal game plan. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. You do not want to settle too early. Some cases can settle faster and fast, even legitimately. But it depends on the case, and it depends on the injuries. And so what we preach is don't sign away, sell away, give away your case, your rights, your injuries, until you know it's the right time.
Yeah, and sometimes you're going to know what your case is worth when you walk in. Other times you can't. Most of the time, to know what a case is worth takes a lot more than just an initial meeting.
Exactly. And we've given you the answers why. You already know the answers why. You kind of have to see what the treatment is. You kind of have to see what is happening. We've got to see what's happening to your neck, what is going to be the recommended treatment, your concussion, the protocol for treatment. You've got the picture. You're right on it. Gary Bell and Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We've been around for years. Put our experience to work for you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy of a book there free anytime. If you want a hard copy, just let us know. We do all of this because we are the champions of the people. We'll see you next week. No internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her hair.